Oasis Audio presents Elvis Takes a Back Seat by Leanna Ellis. Read for you by Pam Turlow. Chapter 1. I forgot to remember to forget. I used to dream, but now it's as if the TV in my mind has been turned off, and a blank screen waits for me when I fall asleep at night. At least I'm not having nightmares, but I'm afraid the bulb has simply burned out. Maybe I've simply forgotten how to dream. I've tried warm milk, sleeping pills, and staying in bed for what seemed like days. Maybe it was. I've tried power naps, suffered restless legs, counted sheep, frogs, backwards. I've slept on the floor, in a chair, crossways in bed. Nothing works. My dreams used to be miniature Broadway productions. Once I dreamed about a laundromat with industrial-sized washers and dryers, clothes spun around, the thunking against the dryer walls, reminding me of a kettle drum pounding in a royal cadence. My father, his head as bald as Yul Brynner's, his cheekbones bold against taut skin, strolled toward me whistling, "Shall we dance?" Then he asked about Mother. She went to be with him 5 years ago. Mother visited me occasionally, still wearing the auburn wig she bought during chemo. She bustled into my subconscious, her voice chirping, "Pick a little, talk a little," right out of the Music Man. She would remind me to fix dinner, sweep the floor, go to church. Duty was Mother's idol. Old boyfriends made brief guest appearances, congregating on the beach.